Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
In case you're just tuning in or just watching on Monumental Sports right now, Monumental Sports Network, it's a one-man show. JP is sick. It was supposed to be a two-man show. You know how we do it during the holidays. Rotating two-man shows is the norm. JP ill, so it's your pal Cakes. It's the boys behind the glass. It's basically, it's a hybrid of the Junks and Bit Season. So you're welcome. Here it is. It's something new for you in 2025. All right, we're going to get into the entertainment page. That's brought to you by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW of Fairfax and ask for EB's girl, Miriam, the general manager, or check them out at BMWofFairfax.com. That's where you check them out online. Before we get into the first story, I think I would be remiss if I didn't at least throw it out there. Like, hasn't one of our very good listeners, don't they usually take care of us sometimes when there's like two-man shows, when it comes to breakfast, they might swing by with a breakfast. Today might be worthy of like swinging by with like an omelet man or like a waffle maker or something.
I didn't think of that, Cake.
You know what I mean? Like maybe that could happen this last hour and 40-ish minutes of the show. I'm just
sorry.
No,
we should have made calls earlier.
I'm not blaming. Nobody is to blame. I'm just putting it out into the universe. That's all I'm doing. Time for me to regale you with entertainment page stories. Here's the lead. And this might be the only story we do. A husband has gone viral, much like Valdez and Drab went viral for Drab talking from no from the co or a co from the no yesterday. Husband has gone viral for leaving his wife of 10 years after she jumped into the arms of a Latin singer on stage at his concert. And this is what it says in the headline, with her ass hanging out. That is your headline. I've never heard of this group, but it's a Latin group, Aventura. I guess they're performing in the Dominican Republic. I guess they're wildly popular in the Latin music world. JP's probably seen them live at some point. So they're performing. This married woman, her name is Miriam Cruz. She's obviously a big P1 mega fan of this Latin music group. So she gets invited to come up on stage. Now this is the first warning sign. The lead singer's name in the band, his name is Romeo Santos. Any guy with a first name Romeo that's in a band, I mean, you just know that guy's, he's just a smooth dude. He has to be, right? He's fronting a Latin music band. His name's Romeo. He's driving the crowd wild. So your wife is going to go up on stage with this guy.
All right.
Okay.
So the wife is very attractive.
Okay.
She's wearing a tiny skirt. She's a beautiful Latina.
Mm-hmm.
The guy, Romeo Santos, he's sexy.
I mean, sight unseen, I just figured he's got sexy guy.
He's got 20
like a telenovela.
He's got 23 million Instagram followers.
Wow, that's
every
a lot.
Single comment on these is from beautiful women professing their love to him.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
And she's even one of them. I'm going through all his posts here, Kicks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She posted this wife, okay? Okay.
Yeah. This is Miriam Cruz.
Miriam Cruz, like, she leaves comments on this guy's page.
Okay.
I'm looking at one from 10 weeks ago.
Big Corazon.
My love, I adore you a lot. I'm waiting for you. Now that's the Spanish to English translation. I'm guessing
Linda Dradler in Spanish.
Give us a Spanish. Can you give us? Give it to us in Spanish.
Okay. Amor, te adoro un mundo ya que estoy esperando fecha.
Doesn't quite sound like a romance language when it's coming out of Dradler's mouth. But I appreciate
my thick Irish tongue.
I appreciate the effort. So she goes on stage with Romeo Santos, and she starts making out with the dude on stage. So it definitely caused issues with her husband. So she went under her Instagram account. She said, quote, "I don't know where to start, but I want to share how happy I feel for having achieved this long-awaited dream, one that I imagined for years, both awake and asleep. For me, it's not just about admiring the artist, but also about valuing the great human being that he is. I have followed and admired him for a long time." So she added that after her husband saw how she acted with the singer, he made the decision to end their marriage. He just pulled the plug and said, I just can't have it. She said, quote, "I have to acknowledge that this achievement came at a very high cost, the breakup of my 10-year marriage. Although at the time I didn't think about the consequences, I recognized that I let myself be carried away by nerves and excitement without considering how this could affect my family." So this dude, Romeo Santos, he's a homewrecker.
I'm going to defend him. He didn't do anything. He just kind of was sitting down on this little stoop thing, and she came up and like threw herself on him and start kissing him all over his lips and cheeks and stuff.
Yeah, but he didn't go.
He really didn't do anything.
Okay, how did she gain access to the stage? Was she like a VIP or something and was just up there? Or?
I think he was calling people up because she had a microphone.
Okay. All right, so he was calling people out of the audience.
That's what it looked like to me.
Okay.
You know what this tells me? There's no such thing as a hall pass in the Latin community.
I guess not. I guess it's not a thing.
Latin machismo. You're not putting up with your wife smooching all over another guy.
Yeah,
you know, good for him.
Especially it's all over the world. Like everybody's seeing it. It's not like it happened at some rinky-dink club that holds 50 people. I'm assuming this is in a big arena.
Probably a huge venue.
It's all over Twitter. It's all over the interwebs. Like
he was embarrassed.
Yeah,
his wife embarrassed him. I will say
cucked internationally.
He did international cuck. Hey, I will say,
poor guy.
If I was the husband, I would be much 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 more upset if she threw panties or a bra on stage as opposed to running on stage and trying to smooch the artist. Like at the Drake concerts, when those busty women are throwing their double G bras on stage, that would tilt me a lot more than running up and trying to kiss them.
I think I'd be more offended if my wife went up and was making out with the dude. Like if she wants to throw her panties, probably not gonna have a big issue with it.
What are you gonna do at the next HF Festival when Amy runs up on stage with Mark McGrath and his spiky hair and she throws herself at him and starts making out with him?
And his frosted tips all over the place.
And you're just sitting there in the front row watching all this.
Man,
what would you do?
I know that we've discussed this many times. I mean, I don't know. Would I just grant her a hall pass? Would I just say it's temporary insanity? Like, this is the guy that she's lusted over for 30 years and she finally gets her crack? I don't know. I don't know how I would react.
I probably wouldn't
be happy.
Not only that, she makes out with him, but then she comes out with the worst apology in history and says that she's been dreaming about this all her life.
Awake and asleep. Yeah. And asleep. Yeah. She threw that in there.
Awake and asleep. Yeah. Day and night dreaming.
Yeah, like she's literally obsessed with the guy. Like, I don't think my wife would be overcome with the emotion and would start just, like, making out with Mark McGrath. I don't think that would happen. But, hey, you never know what could happen in the throes of passion. I think she would hold off, but I think she would be tempted.
I'm with the husband.
Yeah, I mean,
lady, you got children. What are you doing?
Yeah, you have a family.
You've been married. What are you doing?
You have a family. Like, I mean, this is something like if you're 18 or 20 that you might do. But I'm assuming this woman's probably in her 30s, mid-30s. I have no idea.
She's definitely hot.
Okay, but like this seems like something you would do when you're 20 years old. Not when you're 30. I'm going to say she's 35 with two kids.
The music moves her too much.
The music does definitely moved her.
Hey, doesn't Valdez go to these Latin concerts all the time? What's the vibe like there? What's going on in this thing?
I've been to Bad Bunny this past year. I am a Latin concert aficionado. I go.
Yeah, Jim Van Stone knows.
I go to Carlos Vives.
What's happened?
Jack's wife, Wacky Jackie, my best friend. She's Costa Rican. I'm telling you, these concerts, they're wild.
I'm sure they are. Right. It sounds wild.
It might as well be a strip club.
Okay.
Women are walking around this thing with their asses hanging out of their dresses.
Yeah, that's what it said on the headline.
the lowest cut tops.
Yeah.
The women there are wearing dresses that are maybe one or two sizes too small.
Scandalous.
To accentuate their curves.
Right.
A lot of drinking at those concerts, too.
I would imagine.
I'm guaranteeing this woman, she probably had a half a bottle of Patron before she went on stage to profess her love.
Hey, I'm letting you guys know right now.
Yeah.
I'm calling dibs on the Aventura tickets when they come to Capitol. I got to check out the scene of all these horny women out there. I mean... willing to throw away marriages.
It sounds like if Aventura, this Latin group, if they came here, like that's the size room they would play, right? Like, they're
I guess it's, yeah, they would play Cap One.
It's a big room. It's a big one. It's a big one to fill
out
up
here. It says they were here in May.
Okay.
I don't know where they played though. Hold on.
If I had a dollar for every woman I saw walking around with those. Yards full of margaritas that you would see on the Las Vegas Strip.
They're probably so delicious, too.
During a Bad Bunny concert,
yeah.
I'd be a rich man.
I'm sure you would.
Yeah. They played at Capital One Arena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Probably had a bunch of married women up there smooching the lead singer.
Jack's probably going to text me to say, don't get those tickets.
Yeah, yeah. Stay far away.
Yeah, yeah. Get the back row seat.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so that was a wild story. That was the first most viral thing that was going around yesterday, closely followed by Drab T-Shirt's rant against our caller, which we all loved and appreciated. The first season of Squid Game is the biggest show in Netflix's history. Season 2 shaping up to be just as big. The Korean hit drew a record high number of views over its opening weekend. The streamer says internal figures from Netflix show Squid Game Season 2 racking up 68 million views worldwide in the 4 days after its December 26th premiere. That smashes the previous week one record set by Wednesday in November of 2022. The show's first 4 days of release have already put Season 2 on Netflix's all-time top 10 for non-English language series. Currently ranks 7th. Another week of viewing is likely going to move Squid Game Season 2 into second place on the list. I've watched one episode.
Are you a subtitle or dubbed guy?
Oh, I'm 1,000% subtitles. I can't do the dubbed English version. You?
I do the dubbed English
you
version.
You do?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
This is shocking news. Mike Marr?
I do the dubbed, no doubt, because then you can go on your phone a little bit. You don't have to be so locked in. I'm not trying to read a book out here. I'm just trying to, watch the show.
So you're hearing bad dubbed English of Squid Game Season 2.
I am.
Man, that concept is foreign to this guy.
When they put 20 billion won in that big piggy bank, I'm watching in English.
I need to listen. Callers, if you're watching Squid Game, and apparently you are because the numbers are crazy on Netflix, are you a subtitles guy like Flakes, or are you a dubbed English guy or girl like Valdez and Mike Marr? 800-636-1067. I cannot believe you guys are listening to bad dubbed English of Squid Game.
I'm sorry, Cakes.
This is a showstopper. The
majority of my reading only comes on the beach.
I understand. And look, I'm older than you. I have tinnitus. I have a constant ringing in my ears. So I need the subtitles a little bit more than you guys, obviously. But I thought with like foreign fare, like Squid Game, which is done entirely in Korean, that most, if not everybody, did the subtitles.
So you're like a super fast reader, or do you ever have to go back and be like, oh, damn, I missed that. I need to reread it.
It augments what's happening on the screen. Like I can keep up, like the subtitles are paced like perfectly. At least for me, they are. I don't have to like hit rewind all the time.
I will say it is a slower paced dialogue show.
Yeah.
So there are gaps for a lot of the slow readers out there.
Yeah.
You might need Hooked on Phonics or something.
Drabby, you missed this. Like these two donks are using the dubbed English version of Squid Game instead of subtitles. Where would you weigh in? Would you be a subtitles guy, or would you listen to bad dubbed English over the Korean?
I think I watched the English version.
You did? I'm in the minority here. I'm the only guy with the subtitles.
Yeah, reading overrated.
Yeah. I mean, you really got to lock in. I got a hard enough time not looking at my phone.
I know. We have no attention spans.
I mean, you got two kids running around. I can understand.
Nah, I would watch it after they go to bed, but I'm not a big subtitle. I like subtitles while they're speaking English.
Okay.
Like a double dip to help me extra focus.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't want to watch a Korean show.
Wow. This is stunning to me. I need listener input. 800-636-1067. Are you a dubbed English or are you a subtitles person? I'm apparently an alien here. I'm the only guy reading the subtitles for Squid Game Season 2. But it is crushing on Netflix. I mean, the numbers from the first few days, really impressive. And it sounds like Season 3 is going to follow up Season 2 relatively quickly. I don't have a release date on it yet, but it looks like Season 3, obviously they're going to do a Season 3. It's a huge success. All right, let's go to Marcus. He is on line one. Marcus, you're on with Cakes from the Junks. Good morning. Are you a subtitles guy or dubbed English guy?
Oh, straight subtitles. The English version, it just takes away the authenticity of it. And it's Squid Games, and as well as, I don't know if you guys watched Money Heist. It's in Spanish, and that's another one. I had to do the subtitles. I can't do the dubbed English version. It's silly to me. It takes away the authenticity of it to me.
Authenticity? They're playing Red Light, Green Light, and getting shot.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I just said, I like hearing the, I mean, I, of course, I don't know what they're saying, but it sounds cool. I feel like I'm there with them. But if it's dubbed English, it's just like, I don't know. It's like a video game.
I hear you, Mark. I'm with you, Marcus. You're my guy. Thank you. Thank you for the call. All right, let's go to Isaac. Isaac, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey. I just wanted to say, I don't know how you guys do it with the English dub. I mean, you lose so much of the raw emotion. I mean, you got these B-tier American English guys in there it feels too corny. You guys got to learn how to read.
That's a great point, Isaac. Thank you. Yes, you guys do need to learn how to freaking read. Hey,
When I graduated Maryland, I put all my reading behind me.
Right.
Yeah. I left reading in 2024.
Right. It's just so passe. Reading is dumb. All right, let's go to Cindy. She wants to weigh in. Cindy, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Good morning, Cakes. Thanks for taking the show, man.
Sure, no problem.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Definitely subtitles. Because the dubbing, the voices are stupid. Like, they don't even seem like the voices match the person. And then the lips don't match. It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
So, definitely subtitles.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Cindy.
Thanks.
Thank you. Team subtitles seems to be winning out. Let's sneak in Francine. I believe she was at our holiday show. What's up, Francine? Good morning.
Hi, Cakes. I sure was. How you doing?
Good.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Yes, I am definitely with you. Give me the subtitles. I watch a lot of anime with my son, and I've just gotten used to the subtitles.
Yeah, well, Valdez watches very naughty anime. He's told
whatever.
I'm kidding. I'm lashing out at Valdez. That's totally unfounded.
That's libel right there.
Oh, that's funny.
Thank you, Francine.
Yeah, you are not the alien. It's the way to go.
Excellent, excellent. I'm glad you're Team Cakes on that one. Thank you for the call. All right, so I think it was pretty split. Early, it seemed like a lot of English dubbed, and then Team Subtitle took the lead back relatively late. All right, coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll be joined by Scott Abraham. We'll talk about the looming Commanders Cowboys season finale with him. That's coming up at 9 a.m. here on The Fan.